it's Friday morning. I know this is odd for me to make a recording on a Friday morning. I'm driving into work. There's going to be a few minutes here. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm putting down some things. I was at the temple last night. Just happened to open the book to Doctrine and Covenants 88, fell upon verse 35, didn't even look anywhere else. And verse 35 is very poignant about about the fate of those who are disobedient, unrepentant. I'm going to have to write something on this subject. I've had a lot of stuff. Boy, let me tell you. I applied for the job up at Mesa Lands Community College to be their CIO, which I think is just hilarious. It's CIO, executive director over something. And boy, it's like, boy, puff up your chest hard. You know, I said, this is just getting the job done. Accomplishing whatever needs to be accomplished. Doing it on a budget. Stuff like that. It's no better, no worse than anything else. I don't think much of it. It's okay. I don't have to think a lot of it. But then I know I've heard from various quarters that it's becoming quite the woke place. And that doesn't excite me at all. I'm not interested in getting woke. I know one of the things that one is compelled on some level to do is to come up with your pronouns. And I think very little of. I find personal pronouns, preferred pronouns, to be self-aggrandizement. I don't think much of it. Other people should label you, but if you're going to insist on labeling me, I will use the titles that God has foisted on me. Does anybody else would say, oh, I don't want to be a man? But God made me have to do it, so I'll be a he, him. And you go, okay, I'll do the same thing. My preferred pronoun is the priest. If you want to get gutsy, say HaKohen. Which is a little closer to the truth. I'm an Aaronite priest since birth, so there's nothing I can do about it. Except try to live up to it. And that's the big thing. Try to live up to it. This is that I'm perfectly willing to give you the pronouns that I think you should have. You come into my presence and you're a new student, stuff like that. I think we can say plebe, and that goes well. Or whatever. I have to work on that one. You have to see what kind of pronoun fits you. This poor fellow, I hope he's okay. He's not getting off the road quite readily. He's going real slow and got his hazard lights on. There you go. You need to get over, man. Anyway, I hope he's okay. There was a third thing that came up that I can't. Oh, see, this is what always happens to me. In trying to do things, I start forgetting almost immediately. And that's a horrible thing. So that's why I need these recordings to put this stuff in a place, you know, to be honest, I never go back and listen to any of my recordings, but I think they help set important things in my mind. I did a thing about so what yesterday, so I think a next writing will be the priest is my pronoun. And that might have been the third thing, is that we're going to talk about that the priest is my pronoun. And that the whole thing is we should seek for the better. Our pronouns, if pronouns are all of a sudden going to become this powerful, I guess you could call it a tool, but I think it's more of a cudgel that you use to beat down other people. I would instead want to use whatever pronoun that I'm using for you to be uplifting. Or to encourage people to move forward, to move upward. If we're gonna be using pronouns as tools and weapons, then I choose to use it as a tool to forward God's work. So, I would want to use this as an encouragement to align yourself with the agenda of God, to repent, to do better. But if you come at me with some kind of an attitude, me not knowing you from whoever, from Crisco, and wanting some undeserved honor of a special pronoun just for you, you know what? Why don't you let me pick it? It's my language. Anyway. And so it became a whole thing. Are you going to help people on the road upward? You know, if somebody decides, well, I feel like I really hold on to being Catholic, and you go, that's great. That's great. That's... Being a good Catholic will give you a good end. I said, but the Lord has better for you. The Lord has better opportunity for you than just that. You can do more. Go down to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Find out what more is available to you. I was just thinking, you know, it's kind of like Joseph Smith. And so everybody says, oh, no, I don't remember that thing because Joseph Smith or Brigham Young or yada, yada, yada. And they're going, you know what? It says, I don't think you're a Catholic because you live and die by Paul. For all you know, Paul wasn't really a very good tent maker. Paul was kind of a jerky dude. Paul made a whole lot more enemies than he made friends. Are you going to live and die by that? Or are you far more interested in what Paul preached and what Paul said one needed to become? Wasn't that more important? It wasn't the guy, it was the message. So, you know, it says, hey, Latter-day Saints are very familiar with character assassination. Prophets of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have always been assassinated by their character. the fact that we have more accomplished, more titled prophets these days helps a little, but it's still a character assassination. But yeah, it's like, well, you need to make up your mind what you're really about. Are you going to take what God offers, or are you going to turn it down because it just isn't, it isn't the right flavor for you? You know, you prefer vanilla rather than dark chocolate or whatever, you know? So there it is. Be far more concerned about the titles given by others, and you go, well, you're saying you're a priest. I go, God said I was a priest, and I needed to pull it together. And I needed to bring a little honor to that title. And to what now I'm going to use for a pronoun if pressed. If you press me on this, I will proclaim a pronoun. And if you don't use it, well, hey, you're a jerk. You're disrespectful. And it's all day about what you are, you know. Let's respect each other. It's like, well, I think that's a little askew. However, I use one that God gave me. And that I have to live up to. You should probably find one that other people have given you and that you need to live up to. It says, can I be honest? Most of the time, that's going to be something that your parents probably gave you, or your grandparents. Somebody who wanted great things from you. Let's not disappoint them. They gave you your name, for Pete's sakes. Let's honor that. Let's honor that. Anyway, so there he goes. I think that encapsulates what I was wanting to get down, wanting to say. Good thing. Ooh, got a coyote that just went across the road. Why did the coyote cross the road? No one knows, but the coyote. All right. Anyway, so that's all I have. Pretty short one, but hopefully meaty. Don't be so quick to throw out. See, this is what happens among these groups. Almost immediately, they start dropping their own name and adopting another of their own make. And you're going, hey, think back to Paul. Paul didn't change his name. God changed Paul's name from Saul to Paul. Don't go screwing around with your parents who have a little more sense than you do. Even if you don't think much of them, even if they're not the kind of people you think they should be, you know what? They were trying, and most likely they love you, and wanted the best for you, and all of us would do well to try to live up to the name that we've been given. And if we're going to have if we're going to be weird about pronouns, let other people pronoun you. Make it worth your while. All right. Okay, it's definitely time to stop. Bye.